on your birthday, and welcome to Talkback.
Yeah, thank you very much, John. It just happens that way, all right. I think very wonderful, and it's the White Pass is celebrating their 75th birthday this year, too.
I understand Taylor and Drury's about the same time, too, so...
Yeah, on 98, they started so Bennett.
So you're in good company all the way around. John, you were in an outfitter for many, many years here in the Yukon. Could you tell us just how many years and some of your experiences?
Well, there's so many experiences that I don't know which is the best. There isn't no best. But I was in the game, yeah, for 50 years outfitting. I was ready to quit a year or two before, but I thought I'd try to make the 50-year mark, so I did. And had a lot of wonderful experiences, all right. People from all over the world, and which made me have friends all over the world.
You've done a lot of traveling in relation to your outfitting, too, as I understand.
Yes. Well, it was kind of a pleasure combined, these travels in the States, but at the same time it was running down and meeting these people in person, which helped a lot, you know. But the outstanding one, I think, was a count I had from Vienna, Austria. He came for 2 months. He was hunting for the museum, and he gets quite a lot of game, you see, hunting for museum at special permits. Stayed with me 2 months in the fall, and then he decided to have a little trapping experience. But we waited about 10 days for snow to fall, and then we went trapping a dog team. Another 2 months. 2 years later, he brought in a German count from Germany, a friend of his. His name was Count Schwerf von Schwan or something like that. And he wrote a book in German, this German count. The book is here in town. Mr. Harrison's got the book now. I borrowed it. And I can't read it, but I read the pictures all right. And this is the same count that tried to bomb Hitler in the latter part of the war, but didn't make a good job. Of course, they shot him to death right then.
When were you, when did you take him out?
I took him out in 35, mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
John, I understand you had another rather interesting application for wanting to go hunting with you, a sheik or some prince from the Middle East, and you had to turn down the booking. Would you tell us why?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that until you brought it up. There was a sheik somebody from Arabia, I think it was, or someplace in that area. And he said he had 50 wives, you know. Well, right there, I thought 50 women couldn't get along to get out of the bush. You know? I couldn't get enough people in the Yukon to handle them, I think. So I made an excuse, and I said I was all booked up.
Don, I'm gonna backtrack for just a minute. Prince Philip once asked you where you were born. When it's your birthday today, you were born 75 years ago today, during the gold rush, and I'll ask the same question. Where were you born? What hospital were you born in?
Well, that's just what I think the brigadier, I forget the brigadier's name, but he's the one who introduced me to Prince Philip, you know, at the airport there in the officer's lounge. Of course, there's 300-400 people there. And he asked me, how long you lived in the Yukon? Well, I says, all my life, Duke. I forgot the title we were supposed to give him, but I was drinking with our old friend George Black, you know. He was a member of Parliament for 25 years, and we had some O.P. hot rums just before that. So I said, Duke, I says, I was born up here. Oh, he says, what hospital? Well, I says, Duke, there's no hospital when I was born. I was born on a big spruce tree in the Tagish area. So that was the biggest laugh I had of the whole works. There's about 25 photographers with different papers there.
We're talking with Johnny Johns. Now, he has many friends here in the Whitehorse area and Carcross area, which is in Tagish, which is tuned in here. And a reminder, if you've got any questions or particular stories that you want John to hear, the number is 667-7891. The program's Talk Back. We'll be back in a minute.
Head down to the Settlers Tavern at the Sandman Motor Inn for their tasty luncheon and supper specials. Today, for $1.95, you can enjoy the combination of tender fried chicken with French fries, coleslaw, and a tall, cold draft. Tomorrow's special is beef pot pie with mashed potatoes and a draft. So relax in the Settler's Tavern for your lunch or supper. The specials are served from 11:30 to 2 and again from 5:30 to 7.
And now back to Talk Back with John Dumas and his guest for this morning.
Thank you very much. Having some time here with this delay system. However, everything's working, and John's big game outfitter for many years in the Yukon is here with us. Johnny, you said that you had a family reunion the other day. How many people were involved, and how did it all go? How long did it last, and how did it go?
We had two full days. Well, you might call it 4 days, getting started and finishing up, you know. And we got a special permit to kill a moose, you know. And, well, it was... 3/4 eaten up the moose, and so I told my sister in charge of the food, and we had to cut all the meat off, and cook all the bones, and make them eat the marrow even, and I says, won't be too much left over, and give it to the big family, so it's a little left over, and that's where we worked it. We had a good time. That's the first one we had in all our lives. We had 128 people the first evening for dinner. That's counting kids and all. But we were short around 48 or 49 that didn't show up, you know. My daughter is either Point Barrow or in Japan. She's a Baha'i and she's on a teaching trip, and she was the instigator of all this, and then she doesn't show up.
For her own party.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning, Talk Back.
Hello, John.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's Doug Houston speaking.
Yes?
I'd like to speak to... Johnny?
Go right ahead, Stan.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny.
Who's this?
Stan Houston.
Happy birthday, many happy returns.
Thank you very much, Mr. Houston.
And I hope you have as many ahead of you as I got behind me.
Thank you very much.
Righto.
Stan, thanks very much for calling.
Righto.
Yes, I'm sure many of your friends want to wish you a happy birthday. So you had a successful family reunion.
Oh, it was wonderful. I never dreamed it'd be like that, you know.
How many children and how many grandchildren you got, John?
Well, I quit counting there. Well, I thought I'd wait a little longer, you know. But I never thought it turned out that way, you know. I thought it was going to be a dull thing, but by gosh, everybody got in the spirit, you know. And of course, it all started from four people. Myself, my brother, and Angela Sidney, and Dora Wedge. Those are four tough, you know. I mean, and all these came from, that many people came from these four that we had. Of course, they had their, we had in-laws, you know,
this and that.
I think we only had two outsiders, but everybody was welcome, you know.
128 people.
Yeah, and then we're 49 or so short, see.
John, you're going to tell me a story, too, about one of the occurrences, the high cost of transportation here in Yukon.
Oh, yeah. You know, Shorty Austin, this fellow's name was, he came in, with around 200 policemen into the Yukon. And the law had to move in. And he tells me his story, just like you would tell me a little story. He never thought it would be a story, but I could see that it was going to be a story someday. I didn't see that yet until about another 40 years later.
How long ago was it that he moved in with the policemen?
This was in about 96 or 97, this was, you see. They landed at Dyea in a boat, you know, all the police force, and they put up their tents and started repacking their stuff up the Chilkoot Valley to Chilkoot Pass. And while they were there reloading, repacking, another ship pulls in. And of course, they have doctors, lawyers, and merchants, and what have you, miners, and here comes. About 40 girls, you know, heading for the Klondikes, heading for the red light districts, the manager. So, tents go up, business as usual. See, my future uncle, he had the urge to see the girls, so they looked around, down, looked them all over, and here's one they call Snowball. So he thought he'd take Snowball out for a little party. So, a little party, and it's $2. Well, that's fine. Thank you, Snowball. So, next day or two, he went down again. Well, a little party of Snowball again, $2 always, and fine dandy. In the meantime, Uncle Shorty and his crew, 200 policemen, they moved over to Chilkoot Summit, and eventually they got to Bennett and had to stop there building their boats. And about that time, here comes these girls again at Bennett. And they set up camp, you know, and business as usual. And they had a little boats, too. And so my Uncle Shorty, he went down to see the girls again on Saturday night. And, well, here was Snowball, so goes on to the party of Snowball. And so after the party, Uncle Shorty dug in his pocket and pulled out a $2 bill and said, "Thank you, Snowball." So Snowball says, "No, no, Shorty Oss, no, no, he says $10. "What do you mean $10? The $2 all the time die. He says $10, Shorty Austin. You know it costs money to pack that over that Chilkoot Summit."
John, you're one of the few fellas that could tell that on the air and get away with it.
Because that's the way it happened in the
that's
old
right.
days.
Facts is facts.
John, you've written some poetry and done some songs and so forth over the years, and I've heard you recite some of it, and I wonder if maybe we couldn't entice you to do a poem or two for us.
Yeah, how about this? Still is time.
Okay.
Okay. You could be 105 years old someday, but there still is time, you know, time to hunt, time to fish, time to work, time to love, time to play. So I'll put it in these words. There still is time. Too swift each moment's flight. Too soon today's yesterday. From sprouting youth a thirsty fight, I fought and come a dusty way. Few of my 70 years were gay, but life holds many an ample ton of sherry, port or rich tokay. It's time to get some drinking done. The winter world is deathly white, horizons and our souls turn gray. But spring is all that set things right, with flowers, bluebirds, on delay. I'll take a fragging trail in May, far north where silver salmons run, where little rainbows paint the spray. It's time to get some fishing done. The aspen flames, oaks are bright, on mountain meadows, caribou stray. The moose are bugling, they don't bugle, but I had to make it rhyme. Moose are bugling, mallards light on whispering wings. You ever hear them light? They go. Mallards light on whispering wings, but still I stay and parts desire with long delay. While hunter's moon lift up the heart, and who'll gain say, it's time to get some hunting done. I am but half asleep by night, and less than half awake by day. I'll race the fall to Carcross, Whitehorse, Yukon Heights, outstrip the spring near Hudson's Bay, hunt dragon eggs in Far Cathay. I'll drink the stars to bed for fun. Through graveyard clay, I'll see no stars. It's time to get some living done. I'll tell the piper what to play until the fates my thread have spun. Death never takes a holiday. It's time to get some living, some loving done. Thank you.
John, thank you very much. Johnny Johns reciting one of his own poems. The program's Talkback. The number is 667-7891. And if it's Johnny Johns' birthday today, if you want to say hello, happy birthday, or if you've got a favorite story you'd like to hear, give us a call. We'll be back in a minute.
Birds and bees and all the flowers and trees and fishes on the line. Girls and guys and yellow butterflies say hello. The sun's shining down on the back of my neck, nothing on my mind. An ice cold coat on the back of my throat, say hello, summertime. Summertime, the back of your mind. Yes, summertime is the real thing. What you're hoping to find in the back of your mind is the real thing.
Goldsboro for Coca-Cola.
There's a super value style of saying you should keep an eye on what you're paying.
Super Value has first of the week specials like Picnic Pork and Beans, 5 14-ounce tins for $1. Kentucky Mandarin Oranges, 4 10-ounce tins for $1. Kentucky Pineapple, sliced, crushed, or tidbits, 3 19-ounce tins for $1. And Sweetheart Liquid Detergent, 2 32-ounce bottles for $1.
That's the Super Value Style.
The water is shut off this morning in the airport and Hillcrest areas until noon while repairs are being made to the water line. Service will be restored as soon as possible. And a bit confusing this morning between John and I, but I hope we've got things straightened out. John, back to your guest.
Okay, Shirley, have you got any favorite story that you'd like to hear your uncle tell us?
Well, there's been so many. I wish he would sing the song.
Oh, I think we might be able to talk him into singing a song within the next half hour.
Okay,
we'll try. Shirley, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Good morning. Talk back.
Yes, John. Does John have any of his poems in print?
I don't know. Do you have, have you printed any of your
this
poems?
This one I just recited is copyrighted.
It is, eh?
Yeah, and, but some hasn't.
Have you done quite a number of them?
Well, I have it down just for my own fun, you know. I have some at home.
Where can I get a copy of that, too?
Is it possible to get a copy?
Yes.
Where can I get one?
Can she drop you a line at Carcross?
Right.
Okay, now just write Johnny John's Carcross. Is a box
That's
number?
Right.
What's your box number at Carcross?
Box 27.
So you might get inundated here. Box 27, Carcross. Okay. For a copy of that very fine poem. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes. John, talking about songs and other poems, a couple I've heard, certainly. How about a song for us?
Yeah, I just wonder what to sing. Now, what type of song you want?
Whatever you've written.
Well, it's kind of a funny thing. You know,
that sounds fair, Ball.
Okay. Well, how about this one for a change?
Okay.
Here goes. Let's hike to the Arctic Ocean. Oh, we'll build an igloo there, where you don't have to cut any stove wood, where you don't have to comb your hair. No, marriages are simple. Well, you grab them by the hair, then you drag them in your igloo, and when you get them there, you place them on your bare skin, and then you plug the hole. You're married then by midnight, near the Arctic and the pole. You plug the whole igloo and place them on your polar bear skin.
I'm glad you clarified that for us, John. 77891 is the number. And anything goes, as you've just been hearing. John, some of your other stories that you told us about your experiences in the Yukon.
Well, not experiences. I pioneered. I mean, I used to call,
yes.
I used to write my name on trees when I was young. You know, I don't do it no more because I grew up. But I used to call it the. I used to call myself a trailblazer. You know, or something like that. Well, I helped build the Alaska Highway. I was out in the bush first, ahead of everybody. 2,500 soldiers behind me with their colonel. So there's the man that's leading us to the mountains east.
Is that right? You helped them run line on the Alaska Highway then?
No, we just swung the horses and put out blazes, and then the bulldozers followed the blazes, see? That's the way it was.
That was the way it was surveyed?
That way it was
by horseback and axe?
First it was on foot.
Mm-hmm.
First it was on foot, see? Blazed on foot, see?
Mm-hmm.
And after you blazed so far, then you came back to your camp, and then you move your outfit to your horses, see? About another 10 miles, and then you blazed ahead again, you see? That's how we did it, and every so often we'd come back to the end of the road to get our groceries, see? That's how we worked it. But I'm telling you, it was very interesting, especially one day I remembered. The bulldozers caught up to us at Squonga Lake, and there was good ground ahead, I know, except for one spot. And I knew that country pretty well. So we went to, about, I guess it'd be about 10, 12 miles, and then we met this crew that went up the Teslin River, you know, a crew of soldiers, and they were come to meet us. So they were camped up there alongside the river there. When we run across them, they didn't know which way to go, see. But it worked out all right. And while we were there, afternoon, you know, visiting like with about 2,500 other soldiers with their officers and this and that. My gosh, we heard the bulldozers coming behind us on the trail that we had blazed that day. It's 10, 12 miles, you know. But it's all nice soil, nice sandy soil. And here we come through windfalls and timber that morning, that day. And that evening late, we rode back in jeeps going home. Four or five big bulldozers, you know, just cleared the road, just one trip.
It was that fast, eh?
That fast.
Just amazing.
To me, that is wonderful.
Good morning, talk back.
Good morning, John. I want to speak to Johnny first, and then I'll talk to you.
Okay, there he is.
Hello, Johnny.
Who's speaking?
Happy birthday. This is the goodie bin over at the Yukon Indian Center.
Oh. Yeah, hello, how are you doing?
Pretty good, thank you. A little slack, but I thought I might wish you a happy birthday. We've known you, maybe not personally, but to see you and what have you all through the years that we've been up here.
Thank you very much.
And you're sure great on those songs and poems. before you take off.
They're the real thing, boy.
Yeah. Okay,
of course,
John.
These are just, these are nice ones, you know.
Well, maybe you know another couple of pretties.
Oh, okay. we'll get some more out of them.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Now, I'd like to ask John Dumas something.
Mm-hmm.
John, I have a sister-in-law who comes from the Philippines, and where I've been on Trader's Market trying to get somebody or anyone that comes from the Philippines themselves, if they would like to contact us.
Mm-hmm.
She'd like to, you know, get friends with some people from her country. And she's been in Canada a year and hasn't met any other person from the Philippines.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get together with some.
Any of our listeners that are from the Philippines or have lived there could contact who?
At Reginbald at 633-2106.
633.
The Goody Bin Catering at 76621.
Goody Bin Catering.
Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to come over sometime and have some goodies and coffee.
Okay, Mrs. Reginbald.
And we'll probably see Johnny too over there.
I know who's talking now.
Yeah, and she's one of the top cooks in the country too.
Oh, bless your little heart.
Okay, Mrs. Reginbald, anybody from the Philippines or who has lived there, there is a person here in town who would like to make contact with them. She'll call 633-2106. Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Right, bye now. Good morning, talk back.
This is, I'm going to talk to Johnny Johns.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Johnny. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And this is Anna Dumas speaking.
Oh, thank you
I'm up here for a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember?
Anna Dumas from Carcross?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. How are you?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
That's good.
Oh, it's sure nice to hear you speak, and I like your songs and your verses. Very nice.
Well, my business in life has been, not making it a business, but I always like to make people laugh and happy, and it makes me happy myself.
That's right.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
And there's a real treat. That's my mother phoning.
Yeah.
She's been back to the Yukon after 10 years, John. And, of course, she used to live in Carcross, and she wanted to say hello to you and happy birthday. Certainly. Okay, some of the other things I wanted to ask you about, besides all of the poetry and songs and so forth and the stories that you've had, getting back to the hunting and the outfitting, John, over the years, has there been a decline in the game available, moose, sheep, and so forth, do you think? Or?
No. I think the grizzlies, not only grizzlies, black and browns are getting a little scarce, but all the other game are holding their own and doing better. The sheep can, they multiplied like everything instead of the moose. I know in the 20s, early 20s, we had to hunt hard to get sheep in this area, in the Primrose area, you know. I knew that area pretty well. I covered one-third of the southern part of Yukon pretty well, you know, just trying to find greener fields, you know, in my young days, you know, pioneering with my hunting trips. But I knew all the time right at home was good, and finally when I settled with that eventually. But the game has come back because we have helped with the wool situation, and that helped a little, but that can be overdone, so that's got to be watched too, you know.
How's that?
Because you poison other game, you know.
All right.
Pick up the bait, and foxes pick up the bait, eagles pick up bait, you know.
John, they've done away with the bounty on wolves. What do you think of that? Is it a good idea?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea, really. But you see, the prices on wolves went up. That's why they took the bounty off, see?
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be controlled again. If the price on wolves go right down again, they'll bring the bounty on, I'm pretty sure.
Good morning. Talk back.
We'd like to talk to John and Johns.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Johnny's listening.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
This is Dusty here.
Dusty?
Oh, yeah.
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 Why don't you tell us something about your moose hunts?
Oh, it's moose hunts is too common. Everybody hunts moose, and
did you ever hunt moose? Johnny?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any accidents on your moose hunts?
No, I have no accidents. You know, in 50 years of outfitting.
Is that right, eh?
In 50 years of outfitting, the only accident I ever had was one of my guides from Carmack's, he's living yet.
Mm-hmm.
Roberts, his name is. Cut his foot with an axe. And then one of my guests, Bill Barthman, he hunted me four times at his Juro on Broadway, New York. He just did something that he shouldn't have done. If I was along, he would have done it. I used to take him along this timberline trip, you know. There was the hide of this moose left there, and the feet and stuff. I thought a grizzly might show up, so every day I'd go up there, every other day, and we'd go along timberline, ride along, and finally this little rock pile there came right down off the side of the mountain, right timberline. Now, come on, Bill, get off your horse, I told him. He'd get off his horse. Only 40 feet across. So this day I sent Jim Smith, my assistant guide, and he they're coming along there, and he told me himself afterwards, this hunter says, I'm glad Johnny's not along. He'd make me get off get off my horse. But Jim didn't make him get off, and by gosh, this horse that he rides every day, got his foot caught between the boulders and kind of struggled a little bit, and he went off on the right-hand side, and he broke two bones in his hand.
So you had good reason for making him get off his horse.
That's all the accidents we've ever had in 50 years of outfitting. Yeah.
Well, it's sure good to hear you on the radio.
And we've crossed bad water and glacier streams and, you know, muskegs, and been lucky.
Okay, Johnny.
Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Okay, Johnny.
Right, and we'll ask our other callers just to be patient with us. We're talking with Johnny Johns, a big game outfitter here in Yukon for many, many years. Man born and raised in the territory. 75 years ago today, as a matter of fact, is when he was born, as he says, under a spruce tree in the Tagish area. The number is 667-7891. The program's Talk Back. If you've got any questions or comments or just want to say hello, give us a call. We'll be back in a minute.
Light up your tent or cabin with performance-proved coal.
Good morning. Talk back.
Yes, I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday.
Okay.
I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday. I'm holding the line.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good. Johnny?
Hello. Yeah. Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
This is Margaret Veerman. Can you hear me?
I can hear you plain.
And
thank you
Steve
for calling, Margaret. Where are you calling from, Robinson?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been going to drop in and see you. Are you having a little trouble? My wife's having the same kind of trouble.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. And Steve and I wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you very
much. And Johnny.
Margaret.
Johnny.
Yes.
What year were you in Vancouver that you'd been down to send through the States and they took you through San Quentin prison and Mother took you shopping? Do you recall that?
I remember, but I can't tell you what year. I've been down there so many times.
Well, I think this was one of your first trips, and I believe you were the first person, a civilian, they'd ever allowed through the prison, and they'd taken you through.
I remember doors ticking behind me always, and guards everywhere locked you every time you went through a door and coming out the same way. I was wondering how the heck I'm going to get out of there again.
Yeah, I was wondering what year it was. Well, I won't keep you, Johnny.
No, I don't remember what year.
Yeah, but come in and see us.
Yeah, I will, Margaret.
Okay.
Say hello to Steve for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling, Margaret. Good morning, talk back. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
I was wondering if I could speak to Johnny John.
You go right ahead, young fellow. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Okay.
Have you got your radio on?
Yeah.
Would you turn it off, please?
Excuse me?
And you can hear what Mr. Johns has to say to you over the telephone.
Tell me who's speaking.
This is Kerry Peterson's grandson, and I was wondering if Johnny John could sing another song so my mom can record it.
Kerry Peterson's grandson?
Yeah.
Can't place you, though, but I know the Peterson's name, all right.
Okay, how old are you, young fella?
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old, and you'd like to hear Mr. John sing another song. Well, we'll get to him. We'll ask him to do that certainly before we go off the air.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Stand by. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, bye.
Good morning. Talk back.
Hello. I'd just like to wish Johnny a happy birthday.
There's
and say that we're thoroughly enjoying your show.
Who's talking?
Barry Bittner from Lloydminster.
Oh, is that right? You're a visitor to the country, are you?
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling. We're glad you're listening.
Okay.
Right, and that, you know, a special welcome, of course, to all of our visitors from outside who are up here and hope that they're listening on their car radios or if they're in front of a TV set, Channel 9. With Johnny Johns here. Again, Johnny Johns was born 75 years ago here in Yukon and outfitted for some 50 years. In the tag, where was your area for outfitting, John?
Well, where we settled, it was really my idea to start with. The game department's help. Fitzgerald is our second commissioner, game commissioner in Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
Before
mm-hmm.
that was Tim Kerr. And when he was on, of course, we talked amongst ourselves, and I being the oldest outfitter at the time, I suggested that we get our own areas, you know, that way we wouldn't cross tracks, you know, and mm-hmm. hunting, the hunters would get a little sore when another outfit just moving out of a certain valley, and guides would get a little sore, you know, figure they owned the valley. So I said, let's have it this way, let's draw on a map and this and that and talk to the game department, and so we have our own areas, which we did. And this was, I forget what year now, I think it's in the 30s, and it worked out very fine.
Mm-hmm. And where was your area?
My area was the southern part of the Yukon, the strip right across from my eastern boundary was Teslin Lake. And then the north boundary was the Alaska Highway from Johnson's Crossing right along to Jake's Corner. And then from there, there's just a line on a map to Robinson. And then from Robinson to the mouth of Two Horse Creek in the Watson Valley and up Two Horse Creek to Alligator Lake. And from Alligator Lake, there's a B line to the lower end of those Primrose Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And my western boundary is Kishkawa Lake and then south again to BC border.
Johnny, how many square miles might that be? Do you have any idea?
No, I didn't, but we did kind of figure it once, but I forget now. But it was, at that time, the second smallest area. There was one smaller area than that, and Johnny Muskaw had that out of Silver Creek, you know.
Mm-hmm. What were the most guides and assistant guides that you had at any one time?
One time I had 14 assistant guides.
14.
I had 14 hunters in the field, so I had a guide for each hunter. That's law, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think that was in the 60s, 62, 63, something like that.
From time to time I've read stories about you in various outdoor magazines. There seem to have been quite a number of them written. Has there ever been a book that featured you, John?
Well, this German book is one, and there's been a lot of write-ups, but there's no book on me, particularly. But
any,
all my friends tell me that all my hunters say I owe them. I owe them a book.
You owe them a book, and some stories.
And I've been making notes, all right,
mm-hmm.
but I need the right kind of help to put it together, see?
Well, certainly I think it's one that would be well-received, John, and one that we could all look forward to. We're talking with Johnny Johns, 75 years in the Yukon, 75 years ago today in the Yukon, where he was born under a spruce tree out in the Tagish area. If any of our visitors or if any of the people, the locals, wish to call up, say happy birthday, hello, ask for a particular story. The number is 667-7891. The program's Talk Back. We'll be back in just a minute.
Very dangerous job. I did it.
Thank you very much. And that just went over the air, any dangerous job you did. Tell us about what you were just telling me during the break about guiding. You were saying that in the early days, the RCMP couldn't go out into the bush without an Indian guide.
That's right. That was one of their orders, you know. They always had to have an Indian guide.
And you spent a lot of time guiding then, guiding the RCMP? And how about lost planes and so forth, this sort of thing?
Well, I didn't look for any lost planes, but downed planes, you see, and the pilot would get out of somehow or another, would locate the pilot, and then we'd find the plane with a, we'd find, locate the plane, the wrecked plane with another plane, so they could show me where this plane is. And I'd go in with a dog team. It's the only way to get in there, to get the mail out, you see. I've done that, and things like that.
Good morning, Talk Back.
Hello,
that's
John.
Yes, go ahead.
John Graham, I wish to congratulate Johnny Johns on his 75th birthday.
Thank you.
Very, very many happy returns to John.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tagish.
Well, I hear your voice plain, Don. Thanks a million, old boy.
Okay, Johnny, and I certainly wish you the very, very best and many more to come.
Thank you very much again.
You're welcome, John.
Don Graham, Mr. Tagishan. Good morning, Talk Back.
Oh, I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday.
Okay, really good.
Kay McDonald.
Who?
Kay McDonald.
Oh, hi, Kay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, John.
How are you this morning?
Very good. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
We'll have to have another hunting trip one of these days.
That's right. You'll have to get to be my age plus.
Right. Okay, John.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Talk Back.
Oh.
You're on the air.
Yes. I would like to wish the visitor a happy birthday.
Johnny Johns, right.
From Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. You're up here on a visit?
Yes.
Okay.
A visitor, huh?
Well, yes, a person. I guess I can call you a tourist. Is that safe?
Yes, that's safe.
Sure. Well, thanks a million. Welcome to the Yukon.
Well, I was up here, maybe 10 years ago, and I was over in your little house there.
A Tagish?
Well,
the Cockross.
In Whitehorse. I don't know, but it...
It's Cockross, you
do you know Stanley Fuller?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, he's my son, and I'm up here visiting them now.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, we certainly hope you have a good stay here in Yukon.
Well, thank you. I'm really enjoying the program.
Have fun.
Yes.
Thank you very much
for calling. John, we promised the youngster that phoned on behalf of his mother. I guess his mother was chicken. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's all right. He phoned, and we promised him another song. Have you got one up your sleeve?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah. I just wonder what type of song I want. How about Don't Fence Me In? Haven't heard that for a long time.
No, that's a golden oldie.
It's an oldie, but it's all right, see? Well, for this boy, is it?
I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to sing Don't Fence Me In.
All righty.
It's kind of an outdoor man song, cowboy song. So here goes. Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above. Don't fence me in, oh, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, oh, let me be by myself in the evening breeze, and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the northern skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the north commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hovels, I can't stand fences.
don't fence me in. Oh, Carper, don't you fence me in.
John, that's fantastic. And I want our listeners and viewers to know that's a man on his 75th birthday with a fine, strong voice still. The number, well, we'll take this call and then we'll take a break. Good morning. Talk back.
Yeah, I'd like to say a thing about this guy singing.
Okay.
If George could make a million, this guy could make a couple, I think.
What was that?
I said if Chief Dan George could make a million singing, this guy could make a couple.
Johnny Johns, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
The only trouble is that I'm hard to tie down.
Yeah, that's for sure. And happy birthday to you.
There's another happy... Well, sir, thank you very much for calling. Really appreciate it. Good morning, talk back. Hello, you're on the air.
John?
Yes?
This is Bob Sheridan speaking.
Oh, hi, Bob. How are you? Bob Sheridan, Johnny.
Just fine. I just wanted to... Margaret and I wanted to wish John a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if Johnny would do something for me.
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, it's a little poem that I like.
Which Johnny?
Johnny Johns.
Okay, Johnny.
Touch on the creature clown is what you want.
Okay, we'll get him to do that. If we have to go overtime, Gordon, we'll go overtime. There's no problem.
How about my poem, John?
Uh-huh. Okay, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the one you want?
Uh-huh.
Touch on the creature clown?
No.
What then?
No. He knows the one.
Well, that's Johnny wondering now which one you want. Bob?
I just forget what the name of it is.
Well, there's one about Colonial Lake. Or is it?
Well, we'll get him to do one anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Bob. Thanks very much for calling.
Very good.
Okay, we're going to... I'll try and clear these lines and then get you to do... I want you to do that one you just mentioned anyway. Good morning, talk back. Hello.
Hello, is Johnny John there?
Go right ahead. He's on the air.
He's on the air.
And so are
this
you.
This is Bob and Ellie Parcell.
Bob Parcell?
Oh, yeah. Bob and Ellie Parcell wish to wish him the best of luck and congratulations with a big day.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Is that you, John?
Yes, me.
Yeah. We just heard over the phone that you're celebrating.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd send you our best wish and luck here.
Thanks a million,
from
Bob.
Ellie and Bob Parcell.
Thanks to you,
Bob. Bob, this is John Dumas. You've been in this country a fair number of years yourself, haven't you?
Since 35, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you on the air one of these days, too. I'll be getting in touch with you.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of moving my house, and my phone is not connected yet, so I'm phoning down from the lounge where my wife is working.
Right, well, we'll make contact with you because I wanted to talk to you on the air, too.
Okey-dokey.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, Bob.
Bye.
Good morning, talk back.
Yes, I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell us who's calling?
Pardon?
Can you tell us who's calling?
His niece, Clara.
His niece, Clara. You remember that one? Oh, he's got so many nieces and nephews, I have to remind him.
Thanks very much, Clara.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks
happy
a lot
birthday.
For calling. John, you can't get... Well, just a second here. Good morning, talk back.
Well, can Johnny John play, sing Squaws Along the Yukon?
Squaws Along the Yukon? We should put out a record, John. Or you should put out a record. Okay, we'll ask him to do it. John?
Now?
Okay.
Okay. You want to hang up and listen on the air?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, here goes. There's a salmon and a gal that sets my head awhirl. And she lives up in the Yukon, far away. She sleeps out every night beside the campfires bright. Then she cuddles up to me and says, "Oh, you, Giska, which means that I love you. If you will be my daddy, I will Yugiluski you." And she placed her hand in mine. Then I sat her on my knee. Oh, the squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. Many happy hours we spent in our little tent, while the old fish wheel made music all the day. Bye-bye, we catch papoose, we'll feed him ayamoose.
And he'll be a great big chief someday. Oh, Yugi-Yugi-Ska, which means that I love you. If you will Yugi-Yugi-Luska, I will Yugi-Yugi-Luska you. Then she placed her hand in mine, and I sat her on my knee. Oh, the squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. Oh, I do love the white gals, so they are very nice. Well, you can't have the white gals unless you have the price. They're always wanting powder, lipstick, or some rouge. And all my little squaw wants is a pot of Milligan stew. Oh, Yugi-Yugi-Ska, which means that I love you. If you will be my daddy, I will Yugi-Yugi-Luska you. Then she placed her hand in mine, then I sat her on my knee. Oh, the squaws along the Yukon are good enough for me. I think that's enough. It goes on and on and on.
John, is this your own version?
Yeah, some of it's my own version.
John, Johnny John's doing his own thing, striking a blow for Red Power. Original. The original. John, how about a poem? Bob Sheridan phoned up and he wanted you to do. You got one, Clutchin' a Clutchin' for one. It was Kluwani.
Well, it happened. Well, it didn't exactly happen last winter. That's why I introduced it. So, it was last winter, and it was damn cold last winter. Here I was out in the middle of Kluwani Lake, beautiful Kluwani Lake, you know. It's about 100 and some odd miles north of here. So, of course, you all know what a klooch is. It's a female species, two-legged females. Here I was in the middle of Kluwani Lake. I was a clutching a klooch of Kluwani in the depth of the Koliukon snows. When a keybird started in the morning, key, Christ, but it's cold. It's spelled with a K. Christ, but it's cold. Herb's ear is a fashion of mink skin, with a soft, furry surface tucked in. As I fumbled in vain with the lacings, oh, the keybird continued his din. Her panties were tailored from buckskin, snug fitting and close to the hide. Her undies were fashioned of sheepskin. It's cold, but it's fun, the bird cried. I was a clutching a klooch of Kluwani, and we're really melting the snow. When a keybird called, I'm a leaving. What a man at 70 below. I never said a dirty word.
You never did. We're going to take a break, then we'll be back to take our calls. We'll be going over the 12 o'clock deadline because, of course, with Johnny Johns here on the program, a lot of people want to call up, and he's keeping things hopping, to say the least. 667-7891, Programs Talk Back. We'll be back in a minute. Good morning, Talk Back.
Hello, I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday from Roxanne and John Barry O'Neill.
Roxanne and John Barry O'Neill.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Roxanne.
Thank you very much for calling. Good morning, Talk Back.
Hello, I'd like to wish Johnny Johns a happy birthday.
Okay, who's calling?
Stu Thompson.
Stu Thompson.
Glad to meet you, Stu.
Thank you.
Thank you, I mean.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye.
Yes, it is Johnny John's birthday. Our guest here, 50 years an outfitter in the Yukon, and of course born and raised here in the territory. And John, I've heard you recite poetry and tell stories and sing songs for hours on end, certainly. And we've been enjoying having you here with us on Talkback. But I'm wondering if you haven't got a couple of more little tidbits there for us on your list, I see.
Well, this take too long, I guess, a lot of it.
No, but, that's fair ball. We got time.
See. No, one thing I want to say. Are you on? Or am I on now?
Mm-hmm.
One thing. I'm not trying to say we're goody-goodies, you know, us Indian people. But there, you know, there's no swear words in Indian. The only swear word that you might call is we say, look at your own face. See, that's as rough as
look at your own face.
Yeah. Now, that's. I made a little note of this here. And as I say, I knew the old timers here, like the writers, the present writer's grandfather, fine people, you know. And
Taylor and Drury, you were saying as well.
Yeah, I knew them, old Drury and Taylor, you know. I used to love them, you know. I was just a little kid. I didn't count nothing, but they were grown up men, you know. But they treated me good. You never forget.
Good morning, Talk Back.
I'd like to wish to Johnny John a happy birthday.
Okay. Who's calling?
Sophie Miller.
Hmm? What's the name?
Sophie Miller.
Sophie Miller.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Sophie.
Okay, thanks for calling, Sophie. Good morning. Talk back.
Happy birthday, Mr. John Johns, and now also this is Mrs. LeFay from Coal Lake, Alberta.
From Alberta.
Coal Lake, Alberta.
Coal Lake, Alberta.
Yes, and I have two of my sons paddled in the canoe pageants, in one in 62 and one in 67.
What?
I have two of my sons paddled for the Yukon Territory here when they were paddling, to Montreal.
Oh, yeah.
It was in 62. They paddled from Fort St. James to New York.
Uh-huh.
And then in 67, I had another son that paddled. Oh, all the way from Rocky Mountain House to Montreal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you're just up here on a visit now, are you?
Right now, I'm visiting my daughter in Porter Creek.
Well, wonderful. We hope
yes,
you have a good time.
It is. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I thank you, and you have a very, very beautiful country. I really love it.
Thank you for calling.
Okay,
enjoy
bye.
Yourself. Good morning. Talk back.
Oh, this is Ted Harrison. I'd like to wish Johnny a happy birthday on behalf of Nikki and Charles and myself. And also to tell him his book, I can bring it down Friday. There's some voyageurs coming down from Winnipeg, and I hope Johnny's there so they can meet him.
Thank you, Ted.
Ted, they'll be down at Carcross?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday, eh? Okay. Ted, thanks very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Right. Good morning, Turk. Talk back. Turk back.
Are you having fun?
We sure are.
John, this is Reginbald here. Listen, some of the fellows that are in eating their lunch here at the Goody Bin have asked me if I would phone in and wish Johnny John a happy birthday and to say hello. And I only know two names, and that's Philip and Ken.
Uh-huh.
So tell them to keep up those little ditties. They're really nice. We're enjoying them. We got the radio full blast.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And as long as the calls are coming in, we'll keep the show going. Certainly, talking with Johnny Johns. The number is 77891. If you've got any questions or comments or just want to say hello or happy birthday, particularly interested in hearing from the traveling public, the people that are passing through the Yukon or coming up to have a look around, certainly we like to hear from you. And we're trying to gear these shows to you during the course of the summer, trying to fill you in on the background of the Yukon. And certainly the man with me here is the man to do it. Johnny Johns, the RCMP post at Tagish was the central RCMP post, Northwest Mounted Police Post at one time. Do you recall when it was at full strength and how many men were around?
See, I was born in about that year, but I know from the time I was 2 years old, I know. Of course, my mother and dad, they lived right there, Tagish, all around there, see, so they knew the people, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they knew the police post there, and of course, I saw evidence of it afterwards, after the police had moved away, and I took notice. But there was 200 policemen stationed there, you know.
At Tagish.
Yeah, the old wharf used to be there, you know, and it's all washed away now. And there's only about, there's one building in the bush there now, and then a little shack out in front. That's all that's left there now.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation logs are there and all that. And one other thing I was going to say, you know, there was a bad man there in those days, according to history. I've read that in some police magazines about him, but old Patsy Henderson told me the story about this man. His name was O'Brien, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was captured there, Tagish. And he was captured down the Indian village. It's been an Indian village below there, about a mile and a half, you know, down the river. And this O'Brien is the one that killed three, four people down here at Hoodlinker, you know, and stole all their gold and money, and then, you know.
And they captured him at Tagish, eh?
Captured him at Tagish, and finally they hung him at Dawson. He's a white man.
Good morning. Talk back.
Hello. I'd like to wish Johnny a happy birthday on behalf of my dad, Charlie Bob.
Charlie Bob.
Yep.
Well, thank you for calling, sonny boy.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Yep.
Right. And, John, there was a village, an Indian village at Tagish for a long time.
Yeah.
There isn't one there anymore,
no,
is there?
No, not at all. All there is the graves there now.
Yeah.
Like the old-fashioned graves, you know, where they made these little houses.
Spirit houses.
Yeah, yeah. That's the oldest houses. I think one of the oldest ones, because most of them made out of logs, you know. Mm. Of course, they packed them windows over the Chilkoot Summit, you know, trade days, you know, those.
John, do you know if they've been refurbished? When I first went out to Tagish about 18 years ago, I can remember, they were in very good shape at that time.
Yeah.
Have they been kept up at all?
No. No, they've been moved twice since that. You see, the river is cutting in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're back in the bush. You can't see them at all now.
Yeah. Tell me, did the were there stern wheelers that plied the waters around the Tagish area at all, or?
Yeah, according to history, I mean, I remember the old cleaner, that's about all, and then other little boats. But you see, the boats came from Bennett, and they could come to Old Canyon City up here, just mm-hmm. about Swatka Dam there now, you see, the Swatka Lake there.
Mm-hmm.
As far as they came, then they turned back and go, see, and then, of course, there's boats below here, see.
They used to park.